Women make up 65% of Iraq's population, but for decades they've had few rights and little representation in the government. Now that a new government is being formed, advocates for women's rights are trying to secure greater political, social, economic, and legal rights. This group of prominent Iraqi women was in Washington, D.C., and travel around the world attending workshops aimed at teaching and promoting skills needed to become political, business, and community leaders. Zakia Haki, who was the first female judge in Iraq, says political negotiations over forming the new government have so far not involved women.
There is a very, very important negotiation and dialogue inside Iraq by the leaders of all the political groups, but there is not a single woman with them. We should continue our struggling to be recognized as equal partner to build our future.
Judge Haki hopes women can be a part of a committee that works on amending the Constitution. Under the new Iraqi constitution, ratified in October, women are guaranteed a quarter of parliament's 275 seats. But women's rights are limited or vaguely defined. That's why some rights advocates are focused on expanding the role women can and should have in rebuilding a new Iraq. Ali Nouri Talabani, an advocate for Kurdish and women's rights, says in order for change to come about, it's important women actively participate in the political process.
If we have enough women there and they are well trained and they have skills, then when we are passing a new law, because so many new laws will be passed within this term of the parliament, so those ladies over there, they will have a time to review the law and to see how this will be in the benefit of the women and human rights.
Hanna Edwar, a founder of the Iraq's Women's Network, says women suffered greatly under Saddam Hussein's regime, just like men, and deserve equal protection.
Where we have equality, we had the equality. Equality in imprisonment, equality in executions, equality in displacement, equality in such a bloody and miserable life that we have shared with our brothers. So when we said that we have the leading role also as well with our brothers, we mean that we have really potential energies, we have really a good knowledge, and we are really trying to build a peace in a country, peace and justice.
Iraqi women's rights activists cite a 1959 law which protected the rights of women and the family, especially in marriage. Mrs. Talabani says another part of their plan is to make sure the UN sets up a Women's Human Rights Commission in Iraq to monitor laws passed by the legislature. She says in the long term, more should be done to integrate women into the country's police force and judicial system. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.